So we talked about envy and how envy can kill. And now we're going to talk about the complete opposite. To recap, envy, to have envy against someone or to be envious of someone means that in a form, you're jealous of what they have, the qualities they have, the type of life they lead. You're jealous of, you know, how happy they are and their principles. And you use envy to take them down somehow. Now, on the other spectrum of that is admiration. Admiration is basically the same exact thing as respect. I mean, if you were to look them up, they would both, you know, if you looked up the definition of respect, it would show admiration in its results. And if you looked up admiration, it would show respect. It's basically the same thing. To respect somebody, to have admiration for somebody is you show a regard, you respect and show a regard for their abilities and their worth. And you value their feelings and their views on different matters. Even if you don't agree with those matters, you respect them for having it. You know, a good example of that could be, you know, you may not agree with your governor at all times, but you respect his views on what he's trying to do for the people of that state. An actor, you can have, you know, there's a lot of actors in the world, there's a lot of singers in the world, and yes, they all have their own bit of flair and their own bit of, you know, true acting capabilities or singing or whatever, but there's certain actors out there that you admire because they take their art seriously. Robert De Niro is a perfect example of that. He takes his acting seriously. Respect is, you can respect a person, a group, a society. You can even, in some forms, respect or admire, you know, a way of life. To respect somebody, to admire somebody, to actually look up to them. You know, and this person, like envy, whereas envy, you're jealous of what they have, with respect and admiration, you don't care about what they have. You understand why they have more than you, because they did something, they followed a dream, and you respect that. My definition of respect and admiration, or how I usually play it out towards people that I respect and admire, is based on their principles. A principle is, you know, what they stand firm on. Like me, myself, I believe that all men are created equal. And I will firmly stand up for that principle. I will fight for that principle. I believe that, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are, what creed you are, what nationality you are, what God you pray to, or no God at all. I believe that we are all equal. And if I had opposition to that, if somebody said, "Oh, I don't agree with you," I would respect their opinion, but I would disagree with them. That's one of my principles. And so I look to admire and respect others that have principles, they have some kind of law, some kind of universal law that they believe in, and I respect them for that, you know. And I'd say just about every single person in my life that I respect or admire, it's built on their principle. It's built on their characteristics, but it's built on their principle, what they stand up for, what they fight for. I have friends that give no crap whatsoever, and they don't even have to be friends, really. It could be anybody. You could have respect for anybody. I have respect for police officers because they go out every day, and even though, you know, 9 out of 10 times they're probably just sitting around in a parking lot somewhere texting on the phone, sorry, but I see it all the time, I still have respect for them, because if the call came in, they would have to respond to that call, and I have respect that they would actually, you know, I admire them for taking that job. Cops don't get into it for the money, you know. It can lead the money, but that's not why they get into it. I have respect for firemen. I have respect for soldiers. I have respect for teachers. I have admiration and respect goes a long way. Just because, and again, that's the thing. Like, you don't have to agree with their ways. Like, I don't respect all police officers. I don't admire all police officers. You know, there are bad apples in every group, you know. So, but having respect, having admiration. Respect is more of, you know, I respect that guy's stance on this subject. Admiration is more, it means a little bit more of than just respect. It means that, you know, you truly admire that person, and you want to either not become exactly like them, but you want to work on ways within your own self that you can admire their qualities and achieve those qualities within yourself, you know. Respect and admiration really begins within your own self. Until you can learn to respect yourself and your characteristics and your principles, you won't be able to respect anybody else. It's just like love. until you learn that you have to love your inner self, I know it sounds corny, you will never be able to love another. And I am proof of that. So to respect and to admire somebody is an important thing. It's one or the other. Most people will either be envious of somebody, jealous of somebody, or they're going to respect and admire somebody. The biggest thing is, hold on one sec. And there's a few different ways that you can show respect is and admiration at the same time. And from this point forward, we're just going to call them the same thing because they are pretty much the same thing. Admiration just goes the extra step into turning that respect into an admiration that you would like to see within yourself. Admiration is kind of like having a mentor or a big brother or a big sister, being a part of a program where you're younger and you are given somebody that you can look up to and respect, and hopefully that person can rub off on you and teach you a few things. In order to have respect, respect is important. In order to have respect, respect is, it can be simple as, you know, just respecting your elders, saying hello, being kind, being courteous, having manners to complete strangers. It doesn't have to be somebody you know. To somebody that you do know, you have respect not to interrupt them when they're talking, not to just shoot down their opinions on subjects, but actually hear them out and be willing to either debate it in a friendly way or discuss it. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people think they respect people, but they really don't understand the true essence of what respect means. So yeah, I respect that guy over there, but, you know, and then 5 seconds later, turn around and talk about how he did something else wrong. That's not respect. That's envy. That's envy hiding as respect. One of my favorite, you know, I have a lot of favorite sayings from Jesus and a lot of other great teachers, and this is one that is actually shared amongst all of them. I've said it before, is that, you know, Jesus says, do unto others as you would want done upon yourself, you know, and a lot of other great teachers before and after Jesus either said it directly like that or rephrased it. You know, Confucius said, do not do unto others what you would not want done upon yourself. You know, it's just a play on words, but that is respect. That's how you understand respect. You do unto others on how you would want done to yourself. So you treat people the same way you'd want people to treat you. That's a basic, great breakdown of what respect is. And once you can master that, once you understand that you can treat people, obviously, that's why I said earlier, though, it's important that you respect yourself, because if you don't respect yourself and you take what Jesus and many others have said and treat people the way that you want to be treated and you treat yourself with no respect, then obviously it's not going to work out. So you have to, you know, treat everybody equally. But those that you respect and you admire, you don't bend over backwards for them. You don't enable these people. But you show them, you know, that if you actually talk to them every day, because like I said, you can respect and have admiration for anybody. You know, I have admiration for world leaders. I have admiration for that little girl in Sweden or wherever that does the coalition against the environment. And she, I believe her name is Greta something, right? But she goes around the world and holds these protests against, you know, climate change. And I have a lot of respect for that little girl. You know, I guess she's in her teens now, but that takes a lot of guts. You know, those are the kind of people you have to look at. Looking up to sports stars and celebrities and stuff like that, you know, you can admire them. There are plenty of sports stars and plenty of, you know, celebrities that, yeah, definitely fought their way to the top, and they deserve respect for that. But if you're looking at that, if you're admiring them and respecting them because they have everything and they're rich and they're cool and they're all over TikTok, that's not the real reason to admire somebody. The reason to admire somebody is because of how they got there. If they do all that and then they get on top and they stay humble, that to me, being humble is definitely a somebody that I would respect. Somebody that I would, you know, I would hold their principles in high regard. If somebody's out there and they're just bragging and stuff like that, that's, to me at least, that's not somebody that I would respect or admire. You should admire those that, you know, you should definitely admire your parents, your elders, anybody that's directly affected your life, anybody, even friends. I mean, obviously, admire and respect your friends. If you have no respect for your friends, if you understand the definition of respect and you do not hold that towards someone that you call a dear friend, that person is not a dear friend. And it most likely isn't their fault. It's most likely your fault because you didn't understand what respect was. you know, I would say that anybody that directly affects your life, anybody that helps you through life is worthy of your admiration and your respect. But like I said, these two words are the same, but admiration goes that extra step. So it's fine to look up to people that are outside of your circle and to have respect for them and admiration for them. But at the same time, it's very important that those people that are directly in your circle, those people that are directly in your life, and I'm not saying you have to have it for everybody, but at the same time, if it's somebody that's in your life, say an aunt in your life, and you know, you don't talk to her all the time, she's not a very close aunt, but every once in a while she comes through for you, then you have to respect that. You have to admire that, that she went out of her way. You know, I have friends and family that say, well, you know, she's never around. She only comes around like once a year to make herself feel good about visiting and blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but she still did it. She had two options. She could have totally ignored you and avoided the situation, which I have done personally many a times in my life. Or she could have done what she did and reached out. Even if it was only one time after a year, at least she did it. She made an effort. Now, you may not hear from her for another year, but you've got to look at it as it's not, she didn't have to do any of that. I'm not saying you have to admire her. And I don't even know if I have to say that you have to respect her, but you have to respect her decision. That right there is a perfect example of the difference between admiration and respect, is that if you and I are good friends and I have made a decision that will directly impact my life, not your life, but my life, but you don't agree with it. But as my friend, you see what it will, may do for me, even though you don't agree with it, you have to respect my decision. If you can't respect the independent decisions of your friends and family, then they may not be good friends and family. I have had many a friend that I did not agree with their decision, and I'm sure I've had many a friend that did not agree with my decision. But I cannot think of one time where, you know, I was either called out about it, lambasted, or exiled, and they never talked to me again. I mean, there's been times where certain things would go silent for a while, but that's, it's different. You know, you can't have one without the other. You really need to... There's been, you know, going kind of on back to the celebrity sports guys thing, it's Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan to me, I was never a Bulls fan. I was never like everybody else that I hung out with as a kid. I never was a fair weather fan where I would go out and, you know, buy all Jordan stuff and rock Chicago Bulls hats and all that, because I didn't like the Bulls. But I admired and I respected Michael Jordan for what he had gone through and how he had got to be where he was. Not to mention the man, to this day, has done things that no other man has done on the basketball court. I admire that. They can break all his records they want, but until I actually see somebody move and jump and literally fly through the air like that man did, he will always have my respect and admiration. You know, it was something to see. Barry Sanders, I stopped watching football because the greats like Barry Sanders and Lawrence Taylor and them were gone. Howie Long, these were men that were... I'm not taking away from the football players of today, but these guys had my respect because they went out there and they fought. If you would ever see Barry Sanders running the football after a snap break and see the way that man's ankles move at angles that I don't think are humanly possible, but somehow he made it happen and would run 50 yards to a touchdown, that is respect and admiration. It could be somebody that you can... completely don't know. You're standing outside one night and you see a house on fire, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy just goes running into the house. You have no idea who that guy is, but you're gonna, either that moment or the next day, you're gonna be like, I admire that guy's courage. I respect that man for what he did, you know. And there's many of the examples out there, but what I'm getting at is it's very important to learn to respect others. I would say that, like I said kind of earlier, that my basic overall meaning of respect is that you respect everybody equally. No matter how much of an asshole somebody may be, you have to respect them as a human being. I'm not saying you got to hang out with them. I'm not saying you got to support their cause. I'm not saying any of that. But you have to respect them as a human being. I am not a Donald Trump fan. I'm not a Joe Biden fan either. When Donald Trump was handling COVID, I was yelling at the TV all the time because he was lying. But when Donald Trump became sick with COVID, I prayed for him because I respect him as a human being. I may not support his views, but it doesn't matter. I still respect him. He was a family man. He had children. I didn't want to. He was my president. It does matter about, you know, I respect him as a human, but he was my president at the time. I am the type of person that I still believe somewhat in this system. And if a man is elected freely by the people, he is the president, then I respect that he is the president. You know, I could sit around and complain all day long, but oh, I can't believe this guy's the president, blah, blah. I'm not going to be able to change it. I'm not going to be able to do a one-man impeachment of the president of the United States. So I accept it and I just move on. So you can use respect, have respect for people you don't even like. It's key to understand that. It's important to understand that because we don't, as a society, we don't do that anymore. I'm not saying, like, again, I'm not saying you have to support any of their views or anything, but you have to have a basic, every human should have a basic instinct of respect for another human being. And if you don't, if you're saying right now, well, I don't respect everybody, then you're broken. That means you have no empathy, no apathy, you have no benevolence, no mercy, and that's a horrible way to live. And you may not even see it. And you may think, oh, I'm fine, I've been living this way my whole life, but to not respect certain people because of who they are, or what color they are, or, you know, what nationality, what creed, or anything like that, that's bad, you know, but learn how to respect people, learn how to have admiration for people. If you're my age, then you've probably already learned these things. I pray that you have. Respecting, it's not just people either. You have to have respect for everything. You have to respect animals. You have to respect Mother Nature. You have to respect situations that may arise. You know, admiration is different. You have to, with admiration, you selectively, you've got to understand the difference between respect and admiration. While they are closely the same, just like envy and jealousy are, there is still a subtle difference in admiration. Admiration goes that one extra step where you know, if I respect Michael Jordan, that's fine. If I admire Michael Jordan, I'm probably going to have a Michael Jordan poster or a Michael Jordan hat, you know. But don't let it, like I said, don't let it be just for outside sources. Make sure that you're doing the same within your circles and within, you know, your circle of friends and family and within your society circle, within your cultural circle. Respect people in your neighborhood. Respect people in your city. Have admiration for people that are doing good things in your community, you know. And when it all boils down to it, look in the mirror and do your very best to respect yourself and admire yourself. No matter how shitty you may think your life is, or no matter how many times you realize, oh man, I messed up so much. Admire yourself for getting to the point where you could actually confront that and say to yourself that you admire yourself. No matter how bad it is, you've overcome most of those things. And you should admire the fact that you're still standing. It took me a while to realize that. And I thank God for now seeing it even clearer as I sit here and say these words to you. I love you all. Good luck. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the little things. Respect the little things. Because in the end, it's all we'll have. See ya.